NBC presents Stars in Jazz. Yes, musical good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen, as the National Broadcasting Company presents from coast to coast Stars in Jazz. Tonight originating from Birdland, right here, Jazz Corner of the World at 52nd Street and Broadway. 25 musical moments your way, loaded tonight with a double dynamite charge. Tonight presenting first Arnett Cobb and his orchestra, be followed at the piano keyboard by that piano virtuoso, Mr. George Shearing. So here we are, 25 musical moments, the jazz center of the world, right here at Birdland in the heart of New York City. Number one, we go to Arnett Cobb, who's on the bandstand at the time. Arnett has his saxophone posed, and Arnett, how about without a word of warning? There, man.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's the beginning of something anyway. Well, a word of warning. Right now, we've got at least 3 or 4 minutes left.
Right.
How about picking out another tune for the folks?
Well, we'd like to do one of our latest recordings just released this past June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And that tune is Open House. It's on the market now.
Open House? All right. Fling open wide the doors and let's hear what that music sounds like, man.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Mr. George Shearing comes up, so perhaps we get one more tune out of you.
Was that right?
Yeah. Can you pick out one? Maybe Dutch Kitchen Bounce, Poor Butterfly, or Flying Home. Which one?
All right, Dutch Kitchen Bounce, okay?
Dutch Kitchen Bounce? All right, maybe a fast chorus, about 2 minutes of Dutch Kitchen Bounce. Take it away. right, and thank you very much, Ornette Cobb. Ladies and gentlemen, we're continuing our Stars and Jazz concert right here from the Birdland Restaurant, right in the heart of New York City, 52nd Street, right on Broadway's glittering white way. As a matter of fact, this is the jazz center of the world. Tonight, right now, we're changing our bandstand to continue our program. Mr. Ornette Cobb and company, having held forth his first 10 minutes, right now comes up the Port Laureate of the piano himself, Mr. George Shearing and his quintet. But before we get into that music with George and the quintet, perhaps I could say most of us take for granted the most precious of our possessions. It is only then, when we lose them, that we realize their true value. The very air that we breathe is never thought of as valuable, and yet when it's cut off or contaminated, we make it very noticeable immediately. And so it is with freedom. As Americans, we are very fortunate in being granted certain basic rights by our Constitution, but we often forget that the Constitution is only a symbolic document. It cannot protect what it guarantees. We continue to enjoy our basic rights. When freedom is taken for granted, disaster is invited. Let us resolve that democracy will remain strong here in America. Let us assure that we'll be participating actively in the affairs of government, each one of us as individuals. And then our heritage as Americans will be a proud one. Let's keep it that way. Remember, freedom is everybody's job. Right now, if I can wiggle my way over to the piano right now, we'll talk to the Port Laureate of the piano himself, Mr. George Shearing. George, will you come and say hello to the folks on NBC?
Hello, everyone. It's wonderful to be back in New York again, and it's wonderful to have the pleasure of talking and playing for you this cool evening in New York.
Except when it comes to music, I think, George, right now. But further ado, I think we'd like to get into a little music. They've been waiting for you for quite a while, and this one, the first one being a composition of your own. Check.
You're referring to the most recent one, Night Flight?
I certainly am.
All right.
Take it away. It's yours. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Port Laureate of the Piano. As a matter of fact, we're listening and we're hearing George Shearing, coming to you from Jazz Center of the World, right here, Birdland Restaurant, New York City. Right now, George, we're getting back to something that perhaps is a little more familiar as far as title is concerned. It's a record tune of yours, I understand, a little bit on the slow side. I think the name Edward McDowell will ring true to most everyone's ear, but how about the piece itself?
Well, it's Edward McDowell's very famous To a Wild Rose.
Enough said. Continuing our serenade with Mr. George Shearing and Company, coming to a piece now that perhaps is a little more familiar to most of you people. At least it is to the people in New York City anyway, because it was right here that George played this particular piece in his initial appearance, I believe, wasn't it, George, in
Carnegie
Hall?
That's right, the first Carnegie Hall appearance of the quintet.
How long ago was that?
Well, back in 1949, and it is called, appropriately enough, Carnegie Horizons. Do I see our time running out, by the way?
I think we've got about 2 minutes. Can we do
I
it?
I see. I think we can get most of it in anyway, and I'd like to bid everyone good night and Carnegie Horizons.
Fine. Thank you. certainly have. You've been hearing, cheering with music just for you. Perhaps we've got about 15 seconds or more where perhaps George would like to say goodnight to you folks.
I certainly would. Good night, everyone, and thanks for listening and being so appreciative. And I'd like to say that it's been wonderful down here this evening, too. There's a big crowd down here. Everything is tremendous. We're looking forward to seeing you again. I believe it's tomorrow night, isn't it?
I believe we'll have one next week. I don't think we'll have one tomorrow night.
Is it next week?
Yeah, next week. Next week. We'll have one on Tuesday next week.
Oh, I see.
Right-o, George. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your Stars and Jazz concert, having come to you from the Birdland right here in the heart of New York City. Matter of fact, the jazz corner of the world at 52nd Street and Broadway's Glittering White Way. Having come to you over NBC from coast to coast, featuring tonight George Shearing at the piano and his quintet, along with Arnett Cobb and his orchestra. Your announcer is Roger Tuttle, saying good night, all, and the best of jazz listening to you.
Three chimes mean good times on NBC. This evening, or rather this Friday evening, Mario Lanza and lovely Giselle McKenzie welcome you to a half hour of your favorite music on the Mario Lanza Show. On Saturday night, enjoy another weekly meeting of the exponents of the slide trombone and the Dixieland beat. Saturday means it's time to hear the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Follow the campaign of the next president on NBC.